You guys are kind of in the middle of celebrating a pretty big milestone for New Hope out there. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. We are celebrating our 20th anniversary of our church. We started actually in Thane, as a matter of fact, back in 2001. And then in 2006, the church relocated to where we are currently at, right off of Swimming Pool Lane in Aetna.
So what was that transition like? I imagine getting started, you hope you start to connect with the community, and it seems as though you guys have really taken to the community, your well-beloved institution. What is that process like?
Yeah, well, you know, we've been here just under 10 years. And so, you know, when the church first started, there was actually a gentleman that came over from Soda Springs and felt the need in his heart, felt like God was calling him to begin a church within our denomination. And so he made the trip for about the first 3 years into Thane. And just every Sunday afternoon, he just took it upon himself to come on over, and a church was established. And then over those first 10 years or so, there were four other pastors that came in and helped out and served and got the church going. And we're very grateful for that. We're very grateful for the beginning stages and how God just did some incredible things to get the church started and making a difference in the community.
Now, where were you guys before you came to the Valley?
So we lived actually in Springfield, Missouri. And I got my master's degree at the Assemblies of God Theological Seminary. We were there for 4.5 years, and then the Lord called us here to Star Valley.
So what's it been like for you coming here? It's a small town. It's a unique place. What was that transition like?
Oh, man, it was tough at first. Yes. We were warned about the winters being brutal, and that definitely was true. Yeah. The winters were, you know, tough, but overall, you know, a little bit of isolation, of course, because we were kind of in the city. But, you know, the transition, I think, overall has been pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lord's helped us. Our three daughters graduated from high school here at Star Valley. And so we got plugged into the community right away. And, you know, we're really grateful for the opportunity and just excited about the future and what God has for the church and for us.
Now, you guys mentioned before we got recording here that you guys kind of work in tandem, that you're a team in leading this church. What's that been like?
You know, I'll just share a little bit and then I'll let my wife speak for herself. But, you know, as far as ministry goes, it's all about, you know, working together, working, you know, under hopefully the favor and anointing of God, and just serving, you know, people and making a difference. Our mission statement for our church is we're a church, we're a family, basically giving people hope of God's love, grace, and healing. And that's our heart. That's our desire. That's been our focus, you know, for as long as we've been here. And in order to accomplish that, of course, it means ministry in a lot of different areas, working with youth, working with children, preaching, teaching, counseling, you know, just being there in times of tragedy and heartache, and hopefully being a source of comfort to people, sharing, of course, the truths of the Bible with people. And that's something that we just have really enjoyed doing. And I'll let my wife share a little bit about, you know, what she's done too over the years. And she's basically done a lot of work as well.
Yeah, basically, I mean, I just like to fill in the holes wherever I'm needed. I have a servant's heart, I feel like, and just enjoy helping. I also enjoy teaching sometimes, either with women's Bible studies, or sometimes I have preached, I guess, in a Sunday morning, or taught the congregation, whatever God's laid on my heart for that message. And because we believe strongly in women in ministry and just, you know, just having fun in ministry and enjoying just seeing people's lives changed and just sharing our story. We both have been through a lot. We weren't brought up in Christian homes. And so we just share the hope that God has done in our hearts and shown grace in our lives, and just seeing, you know, that happen in other people's lives, and just coming alongside and helping. And I love kids. We have three girls. They're all grown now, but I have taught kids over the years. I enjoy teaching Bible stories and doing crafts and just having fun, you know, music. I love music, but I'm not musical where I play a guitar or a musical instrument, but I'm kind of a behind the scenes person sometimes. And then sometimes, you know, God has given me an opportunity. You know, my husband and I, we just work together really well. We've team taught on a Sunday morning, just, you know, encouraging couples, especially, and to, you know, live the marriage that God, you know, God has in store for them, and just modeling it before them as we've been married 29 years and just helping, yeah, serving.
Yeah. God's been so awesome.
So what are you guys doing to celebrate this big 20 year milestone?
So Saturday we're inviting the community to come, and we're going to have a pork dinner, pork sandwich dinner, coleslaw, and all the fixins
from the barbecue store in Thane.
Yep. And so we're having it catered, and then we're going to have stuff for the kids. We're going to have a castle bouncy house. We'll have horseshoes. We'll have a concession trailer set up to give away free candy and baked goods and stuff to drink,
chips
and all kinds of goodies like that. And then we're going to have a trampoline set up, and just a time for people. We'll have tables out, and it looks like the weather's going to be favorable, so we're very grateful for that. And just a time of just celebration, you know, celebrate God's grace, celebrate God's goodness, celebrate, you know, all that he's done for us through the last 20 years. And then, so that starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday evening. And then we're the meal part of it. And then we're going to have a service Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. We're going to have two former pastors here, Aaron Hovivian and Sean Gothard mm-hmm. will be here, as well as myself. And then of course, our superintendent, Alan Schaberg, will be here. He's driving from Casper. So it's going to be a big celebration. Those guys will come, and then we'll all share a little bit Saturday night. And then Sunday morning is our normal morning service at 10:30. And we'll continue the celebration there Sunday morning this weekend.
So 20 years, the church has grown so much. What do you guys see for it looking into the future?
Well, you know, our hope and our prayer is that God will just continue to do some incredible things. You know, we've done a lot in the community. We've been able to, you know, minister to a lot of different folks, and we've been able to share in a lot of different ways in the community, whether it's like we did a free shoe outreach one time at Etten Elementary School
with
Tom's Shoes. We've reached out to the fire department community, had a couple times where we've been able to, you know, share the truth of God's word with them, and just encourage them and thank them for their service, you know,
honor them with a dinner.
You know, so we've done all kinds of different things in the community. As far as the future goes, you know, it's interesting you asked that question, and I hope it's okay. We're going to mention this, but this is actually a time of transition for my wife and I. We're actually going to be moving on to the Salt Lake area. And so we haven't officially left yet, but we are going to actually be missionaries on two college campuses, Utah Valley University and the University of Utah, with Chi Alpha, which is our college campus ministry within the Assemblies of God. Mm-hmm. So we're preparing for that. We have to raise our own support. So that's a huge transition for us. I mean, we've been in pastoral ministry for over 25 years, and now we're going to be going into college ministry. A little scary, but we're excited. And what that means for the church is, in the meantime, as we're traveling and itinerating and raising support, we've got guest speakers coming in, and we're hoping and praying that by the time we leave, our goal is to move the end of September. The goal is, and the hope is, that we'll be able to have a new pastor come in and pastor this church and continue on with the legacy, going forward, doing greater things and doing wonderful things for God.
Well, Kevin and Melissa, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to me today. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the church or about the festivities going on this weekend?
We just want to invite everyone to come out, you know, and just feel welcomed. We want everyone to feel welcome and just know that, yeah, it's just going to be a great time, free, and just come and get to know us and just have a great time and get to know our people. We're a family, giving people hope of love, grace, and healing. And our church family, I mean, that's one thing about moving. We're going to miss them so much.
Yeah,
and we're just so grateful. Yeah. And we're so grateful for our church family, and they really love our community, and they're here for our community.
Yep. And we're so grateful for this opportunity. Thank you so much for allowing us to share, Rob. We really appreciate it. And again, we're just so thankful for the Lord and for what he's done in our lives.
Yes, Jesus,
and the changes
so
that he's brought in our lives and the changes that he wants to bring in other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to seeing what God's going to do here and for us in our future.
Of course. Well, thank you guys again so much for taking the time to talk to me today.